Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, joined by Joe and Kamala. So nice of them to show up. I don't want to interrupt the special moment they're having, though. Anyway, it's good to have you here. We are the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is free America, one enslaved mind at a time. We need to make it 1 million. So please share far and wide. We have a somewhat of a slumbering nation. We're awakening, but we need to go from awake to action. And we also have a lot of people that we need to awaken. So I'm asking you to do that. So please, thank you for your efforts in that area. Hey, we are brought to you by the Nanosoma spray and this right here. These guys will always be my best friends. I believe they saved my life. I believe that I know that they've improved my lifestyle, doing things I haven't done in 25 years. You know, if I miss a workout and I did 2 days ago, it's like a catastrophe. It's like, I almost feel guilty. It's phenomenal the energy I have and what I can do. And I owe it all to the Nanosoma spray. And you can find out all about it and all the things it does. It supports healthy aging, increases the telomeres, and enhances vitamin C production, vitamin D production. And it doesn't cure anything, but what it does do is it just lambasts your immune system and turns it into a raging ball of fury. So what's going on with you is addressable. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. All right. You can see I'm joined by Joe, and you know, cheap hit pieces are one thing. But when moral turpitude interferes with one's ability to do the job and you can't trust them, and that's also correlated to their immoral behavior, we have an obligation to call this out. And these right here, these two individuals are two of the most immoral people to ever grace American politics. And that's saying a lot. We've had some scoundrels. I mean, the Clintons, right? I think they make Bonnie and Clyde Clinton look honest. Kamala Harris slept her way to the top. And everyone knows this. This is not even a dispute. Double date with Willie Brown and his wife. Are you kidding me? She didn't have a date. It wasn't Emhoff. It was her and Willie and wife. And they'd go out in public together. And yeah. And of course, she protected child sex predators when she was the Alameda County District Attorney. She just bad, bad news. And you got to wonder, how did she get through law school? Because she is not bright. She is not bright at all. But I think maybe we know. And then we have Joe's pension. Do you remember when he first came into office and they stopped putting him around girls and women? Because what would he do? Like a pervert, he'd sniff their hair or ask the little girls to feel the hairs on his legs. You remember that? Remember that scandal? And his handlers had said, "Oh, we got to stop that, Joe. We just can't put any girls in the picture." Well, look at sniffing Kamala's hair. She probably doesn't mind. Okay. But the parents of these young girls did mind. Here's my point. Joe Biden is a pervert and he has no moral compunction. And whatever sense of cognitive awareness he had left when he came into office, he gave away all his integrity when he basically destroyed energy in America, destroyed your economy. He's the reason. She's the reason. You have higher prices for everything. Inflation's still out of control. These platitudes of joy, love, and freedom, it ain't working. It ain't working. Forget the fake polls, people. I'm telling you right now that come the debate coming up next week, if her real numbers are still in the toilet, look for bad things to happen. Like I said, Creedence Clearwater Revival. All right, don't go out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. That's going to happen if she doesn't do well in this debate. But, you know, the one thing I want to say about Joe, and this is a fact, Ashley Biden had her diary taken from her, stolen. They tried to send it to Project Veritas at the time. And James O'Keefe, man of a lot of integrity, says, "No, no, 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 I'm not touching this. First of all, it's stolen. And then the FBI got involved, of course, like they did the Hunter Biden laptop to lie about that. But they got involved and they prosecuted the woman who stole the diary and started publishing what was in it. And what was in it is he used to shower with his daughter. He's not just a hair sniffer, he's a child abuser. His daughter, Ashley, she had to validate this for the court. Now, people on our side of the fence in the alternative media have gone into the court records and published this stuff. Okay? Nowhere in the mainstream media will they cover this because you got a couple of perverts right here, and they don't want to make it any worse than it already is. He's a traitor to China. She's a traitor. Character matters. This is why I have this picture up here. It's emblematic of Joe Biden, and then they're just two peas in an immoral pod. And anyone that could vote for them, I look at these things on Twitter that support her. And I'm just saying, do you like being broke? Do you want the possibility of a nuclear war? How you think that might ruin your day? Do you want to have all your rights taken away? Do you want to be taxed into absolute oblivion? We're going to cover that tomorrow. Well, then vote for Kamala. And she's an absolute stooge. We're going to run this story for part two tomorrow. She's a stooge for the World Economic Forum. The little bit that she has said on her economic policies, I took part one and I traced the economic policies. We're going to look at other aspects of her proposals that go right back to the WEF. And you want these two perverts. We allowed him to run the country. You want Biden's legacy, his immoral legacy, to continue with Kamala Harris. She certainly is of the right moral character. But is this really what you want? And Democrats, if you can vote for this, it says a lot about your character too. Character does matter. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Thank you for joining us. God bless all of you. And we ask that you'd visit us at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the best in investigative reporting. Thecommonsenseshow.tv.